When Jesus came on the scene, the people he preached to were highly religious. The Jewish people built their lives, community, and culture around the law of Moses. In fact, the spiritual leaders of the Jewish people at the time were so focused on carrying out their interpretation of the law that they seemed to forget about what the law was there to do in the first place. When God gave the law to Moses, it was meant to ultimately lead them back to the heart of the Father. By the time Jesus showed up, the pursuit of religious excellence had overtaken what should have been most important: justice, mercy, compassion, humility, forgiveness, and ultimately, love of God and neighbor. Jesus showed us these were the things that truly mattered to the Father. To a people who were tirelessly trying to achieve holiness through works and religion and still failing at it, Jesus came to offer himself as the answer. "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened down, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30. These words must have been like refreshing rain on dry ground for so many hearts who heard them. And these words are just as powerful for us today. How many times, believer, have you measured your value in standing with God against how good of a Christian you've been? How many times have we let guilt and shame keep us from talking to Him because we think we need to live some holy days before we do? How many times have we viewed our faith as a checklist to get through rather than a relationship to enjoy? The older I get and the more conversations I have, the more I realize that many people have ideas about Jesus and church that have been colored and skewed by things outside of Jesus and the Bible itself. But when I simply talk about Jesus with people, hearts almost always seem to soften. He hated injustice and rebuked hypocrisy. He loved the sinner and embraced the outcast. He could have lived like royalty, yet instead chose to meet the poor right where they were at. He forgave and healed and set free. He reached out and touched the ones no one else would. He bled and died as an innocent man of his own will, so we could have the opportunity to be forgiven and set free from the debt of our own sin. He rose again from the grave and said we can follow him out of the grave in the same way. He fills us with that same power today to experience the kingdom of heaven in the here and now. He is King. He is Lord, and He is friend. What a joy it is to know Him. Thank you, Jesus, that You call us into relationship with You.